Hear the word of the Lord from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 11. The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. I have offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the sovereign Lord who helps me. Who is he that will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. But now all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go, walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you will receive from my hand. You will lie down in torment. This is the word of the Lord. We bow our heads in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Christ of Christmas. Dear fellow Christians, did you ever get too close to a fire? Christmas years ago, sitting with my brothers and sisters, waiting for the pastor to come in and start the service, the Advent wreath was lit, and one of the candles leaned right over and started the plastic on fire. We're sitting there watching it happen, all wondering what to do. And I'm hearing my brothers and sisters whispering, "Mark, it's on fire. Mark, it's on fire." And I'm thinking, what are you telling me for? Finally, you know, you can't say no to family. So I got up and did the best I could to put it out. I used my hand. It worked. The fire went out. And some of that burning plastic stuck. So it's burning as I carry the thing out to the kitchen. Get some ice on it. It was a long way to the kitchen in that church. What do you do? If you knew what was coming, maybe you'd find a different way. That's what fascinates me about seeing Christmas through Isaiah's eyes. We hear these beautiful prophecies that the children will tell us about the Christ coming and the Savior that would be born. But 66 chapters of this long Old Testament book, we don't have time for all of it today. They told me I had to preach just a sermonette here. That's a little sermon. 66 chapters, there's part of the story here that doesn't get told, that God knew about and knew was coming. There's a warning here in these opening verses about people who want to talk about some other way. You know, there's many ways to heaven, they try to tell us. Well, this is God's word to them. You who light your own fires and provide flaming torches, go. Walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you set ablaze. You want another way? Take it. This is what you will receive from my hand, the Lord warns. You will lie down in torment. That's the rest of the story. If I could have thought of some different way to put out the Advent wreath, like asking one of the ushers to give me the snuffer, so that when the kids are up here, they're not leaning back against that, just a little bit nervous. That works a lot better. It's safer. It doesn't hurt. But God could look ahead at Christmas coming. God knew that his son would be born in the shame of a stable. God knew that before he was 2 years old, He would have to run for his life with his mother Mary and stepfather Joseph, flee to Egypt. God knew that Jesus would grow up and be rejected by the Jews, his own fellow chosen people of Israel. God knew that his life would finally end on the cross. God saw it all coming. If you knew that this church would catch fire today while we were in the service, you wouldn't come. You'd keep your children home. We'd have people here trying to keep the fire from starting, right? We would prevent any accident we could, and you look back after it later and you think, only if I'd have known then what I know now, I would have taken preventive action. But look at Isaiah 700 years before Christ. The Lord is speaking things that he has said before, but giving Isaiah details about the suffering and death of Christ, the shame that he would suffer. Jesus is speaking here 700 years before he was born, the pre-incarnate Christ. He says, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I will not hold back. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. If you know anything about the life of Jesus Christ, this was Good Friday. When he did not hold back, he did not run, he did not use his power to prevent them from hurting him. And God could see all this coming and did not try to prevent it. And Jesus willingly went to the cross. Born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. That was God's will. And Jesus was determined to carry it out. That's what amazes me about Christmas. The rest of the story, it amazes me that God would do this for everyone here, whether you believe it or not. Even if you don't know what this name Jesus means, we just found out in the Czech Republic, a mailing we got from Thoughts of Faith, that they actually have presents. It's a tradition in the country that this Jesus brings presents for all the kids. That sounds wonderful. They just don't know that Jesus is God's son and Jesus is the Savior because it's 90%+ atheist in the Czech Republic. But they think Jesus brings presents. And there are people in America that don't know that Jesus is their Savior too. But Jesus still came to be your Savior. He still came to die for you whether you believe it or not. God says that when Jesus rose from the dead, you're justified whether you believe it or not. That's what amazes me. He did this knowing what lay ahead. He followed through and would not let anything deter him. It amazes me that even though Christ died for all and came to be the Savior of all, he came to be my Savior. That must mean that my sins are a lot worse than they seem to me if it took God's Son and his blood to wash those sins away. But it must mean that God loves you a lot more than you realize. If you're afraid of God or want to hide from God or don't repent of your sins and turn to Jesus as your Savior, he must love you more than you can imagine. He must love you so much that he wants you to hear it from the children today and sanctify your heart through the message that the Lord will tell through them. So that you can ask with Jesus in Isaiah here, 700 BC, who then will bring charges against me? Who is my accuser? Who is he that will condemn me? No one can, because God's Son died. Christ died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So the Lord says to us, who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. We see Christmas today through Isaiah's eyes. And you know the rest of the story. And because you do, put your faith and your trust in Jesus. That simple, childlike faith that knows this Christ was born to be your Christ, your Savior, the Christ of Christmas. How else could I have known you, O my God? How else could I have loved you, O my God? How else could I embrace you, O my God? Who could but pray, Emmanuel? Who could but praise, Emmanuel? Amen.